Macmillan Audio presents Cape May by Chip Cheek. Read for you by George Newbern. From the time that their love is avowed, neither sees the other but in a mask, and the cheat is often managed on both sides with so much art, and discovered afterwards with so much abruptness, that each has reason to suspect that some transformation has happened on the wedding night, and that by a strange imposture, as in the case of Jacob, one has been courted and another married. Dr. Samuel Johnson, The Rambler, number 45. Chapter 1. The beaches were empty. The stores were closed, and after sunset all the houses on New Hampshire Avenue stood dark. For months, Effie had been telling him about this place and the many things they would do here, but she had only known it in the summer, and this was the end of September. She had not understood what off-season meant. They had come up from Georgia on the overnight train. They were supposed to spend 2 weeks here for their honeymoon. "I love it," Henry said their first evening. "It's like we got the whole place to ourselves." Effie laughed at that. A minute later, she began to cry. "It's nothing," she said. "It's nothing, really. Don't coo over me. I'm just tired, that's all." She smiled at him. "I'm glad you like it."